Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we're here to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, April 29th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. You got one day left in the month to finish up all your chores this month. You better hurry.
How about that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it really the end of the month? It's unbelievable.
It really is. It is.
Did we even have any radio programs? It went by so fast. Did we actually show
they
up for the program?
They do go by fast. Wow. You know, I tell people all the time, I don't know where we're going, but we're getting there fast.
Yes.
I mean, that's how fast time goes by. I mean, it seems like it's Friday tomorrow and be Monday the next day, and months and years go by in blur anymore. And I know people our age understand. Well, my age, you're only 39, but my age understands how fast a month is.
Yeah, I you keep telling me, and so I appreciate that. So. All righty, let's see what gold.
Okay, what's going on with gold today?
Gold today. There's hills in there. Them. There's gold in them. There hills. My mic is falling apart here. Hold on a second. Maybe that was the issue I was having. You have gold down $7 today at $1,775. Silver was down 5 pennies at 26.25. Platinum was down $16 at $1,207. Hey, palladium was up $28 at $3,016. The USDX today was down 0.02 at 90.60. Crude oil was up another buck at 64.96. Paper markets today didn't have a chance to follow the markets, but hey, why not? Why not more records? We've got the Dow up 241 points at 34,061. The S&P was up 28 at 4,211. The NASDAQ was up 31 at 14,082. And the bonds, let's see where that is. Let's see if that... come on, pull it up here. 10-year, 1.63, so close to 164, 1.64. And the European markets were all down overnight. They were all negative territory. Asia was all up, basically, except the except one. So I guess there's a, you know, Butch, I guess it's all based on, I mean, we did have a good GDP come out. And that was 6 point something. I was trying to pull up the numbers here before the program.
6.9, I believe.
Yeah, I thought it was 6.1 or something like that. But you're right. But most of it was government spending.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was government spending.
It has to be. The business hasn't been open to speak up for how long? Just getting back in gear.
Yeah. Well, you have the first quarter with everybody was pretty much getting the vaccinations and things were trying to open up and so forth. So, I mean, that probably had something to do with it. But, I mean, you still have the global chip shortage that's set to worsen for car makers, and that's out of the Wall Street Journal. So I don't know. It's all about President Biden's economic plan that's going to be redistributing trillions and trillions of dollars and expand government, and there's no way to get around that. And I think those who voted for Joe Biden, I think they probably loved his little speech last night. And because it's all about helping people.
Yeah.
So
we
they
want to
tell
share
us.
In a minute. We're, you want to share
we're,
in a minute.
We're here to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're here
I think
to
Ronald
help.
Reagan said something about that one time, didn't he? But
government, he did.
Yeah, the most 8 fearful words in the English language, so we're from the government, we're here to help you. Yeah, right. You know, it's getting so bad here, Melly, that some of the fast food, and I'm not making this up, found this this morning, a couple of fast food restaurants say maybe shut the doors, they can't find workers.
Can't find workers?
And they've got
And then that is amazing. Can
but
you imagine
you know
having to shut the door because they can't find workers?
I know. But I mean, yeah. It just baffles me that people can't, they can't find workers. It just baffles me.
I don't, the only way I can understand is they're making more being home. But yet, even at that, even high school students, a lot of them work, used to work after school. And, yeah. And they can't be, they're not drawing unemployment. They're not working. Don't they want to make extra money after school or during the summer? I don't get the mindset anymore. Well, after Biden's speech, I want to share in a minute what that's all about in a minute. But I can see part of it for the adults. But for the children, I used to love when after school, or actually after school wasn't much I do, but summertime getting the job, working in a hay field, whatever, back then I paid 50 cents an hour in real silver, which is a pretty good chunk of money, about 10 bucks right now, an hour. And I enjoyed that because I got to make some own money. I could buy my own thing. It made me feel kind of good to be able to do that. But something's happened. The youngins today as a whole don't want to work, and obviously that's true, Melody. If tutors and Arby's and McDonald's can't find workers from out of high school or college children that are going to college wouldn't work during the summer, what's going on?
I don't know. It's well, hey, as I mentioned the other day, it's a good thing we have open borders now.
We got workers on the way.
Yeah, we got workers on the way. And, and you'll see more pictures so you can choose your – it just irritates me when you go into some of these places and they have these kiosks where you just push the picture of the product. Mm-hmm, you don't even have to read anymore. It's like we have come to that, but, hey, that's one language. Everybody can see what the picture is. You don't have to know how to read English. You can just punch the picture and the mayonnaise, and we all know what a tomato looks like. It doesn't matter what language. So it's just irritating. But GDP was 6.4.
Okay.
And initial jobless claims fell to a fresh pandemic era low, but they were still higher than expected. And I just want to touch on here briefly. Consumers who account for 68.2% of the economy accelerated spending by 10% in the quarter compared with a 2.3% increase in the previous period. The expenditures were largely focused on goods that increased 23.6%, but spending on services, which had been missing link in the recovery, still grew by almost 5%. On the goods side, you had durable goods like appliances and other long-lasting purchases, that went up. Everybody spent their $1,400 checks. And savings, people are still savings, which some of these numbers just don't even make sense. But it's government numbers. Government expenditures and investment increased 6.3%, including a 13.9% at the federal level and a 1.7% gain from state and locals. Yet inventories declined. And they're still saying that the real drag on the economy is trade. But we're buying all the stuff. We're still buying stuff, Butch. That's
a
good thing.
What was the drag on the economy again? What was the drag? I didn't hear that.
Trade.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. We're still consuming. Our trade deficit is still outstanding. But again, mm-hmm. we were maneuvered into a place where we no longer manufacture on purpose. We become a very dependent nation, a nation that once was able to feed herself, clothe herself, and take care of her own, had become dependent on nations, our enemies even, like China, where most of our medicines come from. So when you find out that GlaxoSmithKline owned the Wuhan laboratory, and that's where the Pfizer is also. I mean, that's where the same company owns them. So they make the medicines probably in China. Who knows? But most of the medicines do come from China. We have become dependent on our enemies. Now, what could go wrong with that?
I have no idea, Butch.
It just can't fall
wrong?
Apart.
No. What was
so
that?
I just I just said something, but I was in the middle of a thought when you said something. I lost my thought. But, but the situation is not getting any better. We become more independent. With every year, it seems like we lose more of our independence in our own job manufacturing. It just keeps getting the same way. We keep buying consumer goods from foreign countries because they're cheaper.
Yep.
And they're literally cheaper, cheaper made. When you buy a brand new washing machine that's made the last 2 years and pay 500 and some bucks for it or more, that's cheaper made, isn't it?
Certainly is.
So what
but
do we gain?
But we don't
do we gain
care.
By that?
We don't. Care.
No. Those people, we don't. Apparently we don't. We're still doing it.
Yep.
So anyway.
So anyway, what's next? We were hectic today. I didn't have time to follow the news and everything today. So I'm counting on you today, Butch.
Well, doggone, I was hectic day too. It's office day, you know. We got way behind. No. We can tell jokes, you know.
Oh yeah, we can do that. You had a few of them while we were waiting for the program to start.
I did. I love telling jokes, but that doesn't cover the news at all. But you know, a joke once in a while is kind of handy to have. But I'll just go ahead and tell you one. I just ask people this: what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? You already know the answer.
I know the answer.
Yeah, what
ding,
is
ding,
it?
Ding, 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 ding.
What is
a
it?
Stick.
A stick. There you go.
It's just a stick.
So there you go. Anyway, back to something serious, and this is serious. This has happened in our lifetime, so this is why I think it's very serious. Biden's Go Big plan will leave Americans middle class. Now, folks, listen, this is so true and so sad. It is communism. It is socialism to the nth degree. But Biden's Go Big plan will leave America's middle class addicted to government and the Democratic Party. Oh, yeah. The Wall Street Journal editorial board said it best. Biden's latest $1.8 trillion plan rejects the old social contract of work for benefits. Now, this is coming from the Wall Street Journal, not some right-wing publication. Biden's latest $1.8 trillion plan rejects the old social contract of work for benefits. So much for the safety net to prevent poverty. This is now about maintaining benefits to middle-class families so they become addicted to government and to the Democratic Party that has become the promoting agent of government. All this adds up to healthy guaranteed annual income largely untied to the social contract that requires work, which is the real path to independence and self-respect. The new taxes are destructive, but their impact will take time to be felt as the post-pandemic economy soars. The GOP shouldn't ignore the taxes and spending, but a more potent political target may be the bills tripping down on a welfare state that disdains the dignity of work and seeks to make Americans the wards of government. Very well written. And folks, part of this came out of the Wall Street Journal. They destroyed the incentive to work, and I'm watching, and you're watching where you live too. This is nationwide. Businesses cannot find workers, and if fast food restaurants are getting so desperate, they may close down for lack of workers. How disgusting and disgraceful is that for Americans? This makes me angry and ashamed that we become such lazy, selfish, self-centered people that we're too lazy to go out and work for a paycheck. That just burned me up. I understand, folks. It took years to come to this. The public food system taught people how not to work. Welfare kept multiplying every day. And we all sucked into it because we thought, man, this is great. It's only temporary. But things that are temporary sometimes become permanent pretty easily, especially when people get addicted to them. And that's a fact. So, Melanie, what else to say? I mean, we are at a place now in this nation where Americans are becoming wards of government. They take care of us from womb to the tomb. If the UBI passes, and it will, it already in some places,
yeah,
we're facing something that we never dreamed possible in America.
Oh, I know. I'm like you. I just can't believe there's people all over this world that would give anything to work at a...
Yes.
At a fast food restaurant.
And make $8 to $12 an hour doing it. Maybe more.
Yeah. And, you know, we complain because we have open borders. And it's kind of like, you know, hey, we need workers. So then the American people will cry because they don't have a job and cry because, you know, they're attached to government. Or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be, you know, it just brings down our living, our standard of living. It brings it down. It doesn't help it. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't get it.
Well, the scriptures tell us that God hates a lazy man. That's Bible, folks. Don't like me. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. And he said, the scriptures tell us in Timothy, if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, we have a society today that's going to be not just eat. They're going to pay their rent for them. They're going to buy their clothes. They're going to do everything for them. And we have become a socialist, communistic state. And the people that become lazy and dependent on government are the reason we are becoming that. Every time you give up a responsibility, you give up a freedom. Let that sink in. Camille, I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're absolutely correct. And so where do we go from here?
We're going downhill.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change. Biden just added to it. Biden just put another plate of freebies in front of the people. I mean, this sounds awful, but you throw out food in the hog pen, guess how quick they scobbled up? Whether they just got through eating or not, they'll fight over it. Well, people got the same way over benefits. I mean, they'll fight over them. Hey, throw them out here. We'll eat them. They lost their dignity as a whole in this country. Not everybody. Praise God for those that haven't. But as a whole, people have given up their dignity for a freebie. To become a ward of the state. And a ward of a state cannot be a free individual. They're not free. So, along with the freebies and all of the giveaway programs, you lose your liberties. And so there's no point in crime by constitutional rights or anything else. They're gone. As long as the state feeds you, you have no rights.
It's true.
I mean, I raise cattle. They're content. I mean, I feed them well. They get fat and look good. They're not concerned at the end I'm going to butcher them because they don't know anything about it. They're dumb to the truth. Same thing about a socialist communist nation. After a while, they end up owning you, and we're too injured to see that. We think because we can walk across the street and go to the store that we're free people. No, freedom depends on responsibility. You're not free just because you can walk across the street or take a ride in a car. That's not freedom. But we lost that concept.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I guess that's it. Our website, DGScoins.com. DGScoins. It feels like Friday. It's been a long week. DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And what's next?
And I get Friday off tomorrow. How about them apples?
That's right. You're here today, and maybe that's what's throwing me off today.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I'm not Well, maybe you should just do it. Maybe you should just be here tomorrow anyway.
You can't take me 2 days in a row. That's a problem.
Maybe that's it.
It's too much to handle that old man 2 days in a row.
Maybe,
anyway,
maybe.
This thing Mark's been doing for almost 50 years. Anyway.
Poor lady.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes being married to me is not always easy because I'm a type A personality and she's about a type D minus personality. So, yeah. Anyway.
But a sweetheart she is.
Yeah, well, she is a sweetheart. She really is. I mean, after 50 years, I have to tell you, I still like her.
You know? Well, good.
That's saying a lot, isn't it?
That is.
Fed holds interest rates near zero, sees faster growth and higher inflation. The Feds leave interest rates unchanged, notes vaccination progress. I don't know what that puts me with. Anyway, the Federal Reserve and Wendy kept this easy money policy in place despite an economy that is acknowledged is still accelerating. As expected, the U.S. Central Bank decided to keep short-term interest rates anchored near zero that buys at least $120 billion of bonds each month. They're still buying their own bonds, Melody.
I know.
How long? They've been doing that now for how many years?
And they're going to continue to do it.
Because
nobody else wants
them. They're going to sink.
Nobody else wants them.
They're going to have to. But that's like us buying our own debts back. You can't, you know, how long can you do that? Well, if you print the money, I guess you make it do all you want. Anyway, the latter part of the policy is a two-pronged effort to support an economy that grew strongly to start 2021, as well as to support market functioning at a time when 30-year mortgages still go around for about 3%. Despite noting the economic strength as well as inflation that is on the rise, if just temporarily, the policy-making Federal Open Market Committee unanimously decided to make no change in the approach and give no indications that things will change anytime soon. So the inflation is temporary. It's going to go away. And it hasn't went away in 50 years, but apparently it's going to go away now. It's just temporary. I don't care if it's 1% inflation or 20% inflation, it's still inflation. It doesn't go away. It never has ever since we went to fiat currency and never will. Is that a fair statement, Melody?
That is a very fair statement.
So people think, well, 3%, we can handle it. No. 3% multiplies the next year will be total 6, and then 9, then 12. 20 years down the road, you got a 6% inflation rate of 3%. That isn't sustainable for very long. Go ahead, Millie. Go ahead and say what you want on that.
Well, I mean, we've said it multiple times on this program. I mean, you know, we can't continue to do what we do. There's an end to the tale, to the story. And there's a day of reckoning for the recklessness, for the corruption, for, you know, what they have done to this nation and what they have done to the people as far as being able to provide for themselves. Basically, to me, every time they create some sort of a program, they're telling the American people, I'm not even sure we're here to help. but they're telling them you can't take care of yourself. And I mean, I think that's just something that is, we all want to take care of ourselves. And they
We used to.
And I think most of us, I still think, would choose that. But look what they've done. They've taken, government has taken everything away. And last night, all we heard was take from the rich and give to the poor. Well, that's not the way to do it. And it's, but that's their calling card for the next 4 years and their ability to, or it'll help them get all their programs passed and stimulus and infrastructure. And I don't care how much tax they collect from the wealthy. It's not going to pay the debt.
It can't.
It can't. It
won't.
They're
not making the world to do
that. It's not even going to pay for all the new stuff they want to do.
No, it's not. No, it's not. All the money in the world cannot pay off the debt.
No.
So forget that. So, it ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen. So we're just in a different place. It was a feel-good speech. I didn't listen to it. I turned it on for a couple minutes, and I started to go to sleep, so I had to leave. You know, and I couldn't believe Schumer was in the front row, and he was all sprawled out. He was almost like laying down, I thought. And then I kept waiting to see if the, it's like, what is he doing? It was like he was sleeping.
He may have been.
May have been. But so anyway.
Know, if you stop and think, now I don't think none of us think this all the way through sometimes, how dependent we are on government. Now, I'm going to say this, because a lot of people say, well, I paid in there for 40 years, and you did, Social Security. Mm-hmm. I did also.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeremiah 17:5 said, you're cursed when you put your trust in man. You're cursed. If they could have Social Security, how many people there could survive without a Social Security check?
Nobody.
There you go. That's how tentative our so-called freedoms are. If they cut off Social Security check, how are you going to buy food and pay the power bill?
Yeah.
Think about that, folks. And it could happen at any time if they so choose to do. They cut it a quarter, a half, whatever they want to do. And there's a thing that you can do about it.
Nope.
And sit prepared for it by listening to Melody Cedarstrom. Anyway, anything else, Melody, on that part?
Nope, that's it.
All right, let's see what's next on the list here then. Shipping containers. Now, this is kind of hard to comprehend. Fall overboard at alarming rate as supply chains stretch thin. The global shipping industry is facing one of its most significant spikes in lost containers in 7 years. At least 3,000 containers were lost at sea last year, and year-to-date, more than 1,000 have fallen overboard, according to Bloomberg. Stretched global supply chains are forcing ship operators to stack truck-sized intermodal containers to the brim in a technique called containerization. Some vessels, such as the notorious Ever Given, can carry upwards of 20,000 containers, while others, large container ships, can carry around 9,000. Shipping containers piled high on giant vessels are popping over at an alarming rate, sending millions of dollars of cargo to the bottom of the ocean as pressure to spread deliveries raises the risk of safety errors. The situation has grown more dangerous because of extra stress on the supply chains since the pandemic. So, are they telling us here that they stack it so high that they can't keep it level when it's going across the ocean? Is that what they're saying? It's going to fall over?
I mean, really?
They don't have enough knowledge to know how to stack the supplies, keep them on the boat. That's sad.
Well, you know, I had a friend that worked for the agriculture department. This goes back to the 60s and 70s, probably 70s. And she told me, she said, and she was in charge of the cargo ships that crossed the oceans that had grain, that carried grain. And she says, you wouldn't believe how many times that if there was a bad storm or something like that, that they would just dump the grain and get the insurance money. They never tried to salvage anything or anything like that. They would just dump the grain. And I'm wondering if maybe this doesn't have
something to do with
maybe
that.
Maybe something to do with that, you know, to the same manner. And again, yes, that was a long time ago. And you think with technology and everything else, it would be, and everything is so computerized and so forth, but you'd think they'd be able to have it figured out by now. But I was astounded when she told me that. Yeah, she says, yeah, they don't salvage it. They just dump it into the oceans.
That makes sense. Oh. I mean, that way the shipping company gets money back, and so do the people that lose it.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Wow. That's a good point. And folks, don't worry. Trump's coming back. Trump's to restart, that's why I'm not making it up, Trump to restart MAGA rallies as early as May, calls potential 2024 GOP opponent total loser. Former President Donald Trump is preparing to resume MAGA rallies as early as May, according to CNN, and told podcast host Dan Bongino on Wednesday that he would wait until after the 2022 midterm races to announce whether he'd run for president again. According to CNN, Trump and his advisors have been in discussions to restart Make America Great Again rallies, where he'll land blast his political enemies, including Alaska Rhino Lisa Murkowski, whom he's vowed to travel to Alaska to campaign against, and presumably Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, his ostensible GOP primary rival, should he choose to run in 2024. During the Bongino taping, Trump called Hogan a total loser, and said he's giving the idea of running again very serious consideration. Okay. He may start the rallies as early as next week. That's May. We will see.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? It's interesting because I don't know what this is going to come of, so forth. But, you know, they raided Rudy Giuliani's, the feds did, his apartment in New York.
Yes.
And, you know, I guess this Michael Cohen, he's predicting that Giuliani is going to flip on Trump. He says Rudy would give him up in a heartbeat. And I don't think he would. I think there's something between Trump and Giuliani, but I would think Michael Cohen would know a little bit more than I do, considering he's been there for 10 years. But so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And how that's going to affect. But I would think anybody, I mean, we even heard that Chris Christie was going to kind of run for, you know, he's considering it, Hogan's considering it, DeSantis. And I think if DeSantis would run, I think, you know, he would have a better chance than Trump.
I think you're probably right. And by the way, why do you look at Giuliani for? What's he supposed to have done?
I'm not sure if it has what they're trying to obtain, if it was information, you know, against Trump or whatever. They've just said that they did that. I didn't read the story and so forth. To me, it's just, you know.
Oh, yeah, more rhetoric.
Yeah, you know, if it happens, it happens and so forth. So I didn't really look to see what exactly, but they did raid him. So, some criminal probe.
I guess no one these days. You know, this next article is a sad article to have to report, but it's really happening. And we, as a people, the whole world, not just America, have been very careless with the environment. And I'm not a tree hugger at all, but I do know our God gives us this to take care of and take care of this earth and handle it wisely. Because all wealth comes from the earth. All of it does. But said the extent of toxic DDT dumping off Los Angeles coast is staggering. A new report from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in California found a massive graveyard at the bottom of the seafloor between Santa Catalina Island and Los Angeles, but toxic chemical known as, anyway, I'm not going to try to read the whole word there, it's like 50 letters long, DDT. Scientists used underwater drones with sonar technology to map 36,000 acres of the seafloor between Santa Catalina Island and Los Angeles, where they found at least 27,000 barrels of DDT at an excess of 100,000 total debris objects. This area has previously been known as a dump site for the industrial complex in Southern California. But the scientists uncovered the true extent of the massive underwater toxic waste zone dating back to World War II. Images like this one, they show the picture of the barrels. The survey provides a wide area map of where the barrels are resting. For our millennial readers who weren't around during the days of DDT over a half century ago, the miracle pesticide was used against malaria and banned in 1972 after it was linked to cancer and severely damaged ecosystems. Research from Scripps found traces of DDT after decades of barrels sitting at the bottom of the sea. Unfortunately, the basin offshore of Los Angeles had been a dumping ground for industrial waste for several decades, beginning in the 1930s. We found extensive debris field in a wide area survey, said Eric Terrell, chief scientist of the expedition and director of the Marine Physical Laboratory at Scripps International, International Institute of Oceanography. Now that we mapped this area at very high resolution, we are hopeful that our data will inform the development of strategies to address the potential impacts from the dumping. But almost 30,000 barrels I know of DDT dumped in the ocean is poisoning the environment of the sea, no doubt. Not just the plant life, but the marine life as well. Wow. And they've been doing it since World War II. They're dumping a toxic waste there. Really, that's uncalled for.
It really is. But
somebody
should pay
for that big time.
Look what DuPont did to the Chesapeake.
Oh, I know. Yes.
You know, just dumping things in there, and what's happened to them? Nothing. People along the Chesapeake Bay have some of the highest cancer rates in the country. But no one's responsible for dirtying the waters.
If they do find them, it's such a light fine for these billion-dollar companies. It doesn't bother them at all.
Yeah. And it's affected children.
Sure.
It's affected
our food,
adults.
Our food supplies.
Our food. Then you want to know why this country has so much cancer? We have the most cancer than anywhere else in the world.
Yep.
We get the crappy food they provide for us.
Well, when companies that made oil products were first formed, gasoline was not even heard of yet. They let the gasoline, which was a byproduct of their manufacturing, run off into the rivers until they found that they could sell it.
Yeah.
True story. Run off into the rivers. Pure gasoline run off into the rivers. Back in the 1800s. Yep, we have hurt the earth a little bit. That's why the Bible says it waxes old. The earth gets tired, and it's groaning for redemption too. Because in Romans chapter 8, the earth itself is groaning for redemption.
The earth will clean itself. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how this has happened over this period of years.
And it's amazing that we're heading into a break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TeamUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call if you have any questions regarding your gold and silver coins. And what's next, Butch?
Well, another sign of maybe potential war. Top Australian official warns drums of war beat as China tensions rise. A senior Australian official warned that the drums of war are beating in comments to his staff over the weekend as relations between Beijing and Canberra continue to strain. In a world of perpetual tension and dread, the drums of war beat sometimes faintly and distantly, and other times more loudly and ever closer, said Australian Department of Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pizzullo in comments that were made public on Tuesday. Today, as free nations again hear the beating drums, they watch worryingly the militarization of issues that we had until recent years thought unlikely to be catalysts for war. Let us continue to search unceasingly for the chance for peace while bracing yet again for the curse of war, he said. You know, unfortunately, if you study history, and I think you should, I don't mean modern history as far as what they're rewriting. Find the old history books and read what happened. It's closer to the truth. Man is always, Melody, man as a whole is a very warfaring breed. I mean, that's all there is to it. Nations have fought for years. They fight over territory or wealth, or some king gets his feelings hurt and attacks another country. I mean, it's power control. We know that this has happened. We know that, for example, the Rothschilds financed both sides of many wars, including World War II. We know that. So this has always been. Warfare among mankind will not go away until Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom and he's the Prince of Peace. It's not going to stop. And it's time, as we get further into prophecy and total unrest worldwide, we're going to see the chances of war increase every day, are we not?
We are, and everybody wants to be king of the hill, so yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Well, when you have nations like America stick their noses in everybody else's business, mm-hmm. putting sanctions on people, you know, and Russia now, by the way, is talking about doing away completely with the dollar in trade, and talking to other nations doing the same thing, they're wanting to trade in euros now. Not in dollars. The euro, they say, is a much stabler financial system to work with. I can't argue the point. It's been around for a while. So the retribution against nations like America who keep sticking their nose in trying to hurt other nations, apparently and obviously is going to come to a head one day. And putting blocking shipping channels and causing people to go hungry in nations, that is an action of war, is it not?
I do. You would think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you just can't let that happen forever. It won't happen forever. So, yeah, we're heading for another war. I don't know when. I'm not prophesying anything immediate, but we are going to war. It's just a matter of time. And I don't think it'll be a whole lot longer in the future.
I mean, I think, too, I think a lot of these countries are flexing their muscles to see what they can get away with and see what what the other side's going to do, and they've been positioning themselves for a very long time. I mean, because, you know, if we see a decline in the United States, well, there's other countries that want to pick up those pieces, you know, that we fail to. So it's, and that's what they're doing, and for all different reasons. And so, yeah, it's just a matter of time until there's some sort of a clash somewhere.
Well, in countries, all countries that we know of are in debt. We know that. But America was once the leader in common sense financial systems, at least for a long time. But over the last 60, 70 years, it's turned away from that policy. And other nations see that. The nation that they once spot where it was a solid financial system for the world, it no longer is. So if for no other reason, we've lost our importance to the world. So why should they care what happens to us?
I get it.
You know, so that's where we are. And another note, I knew this was going to happen. I've been talking about it for years. 1 billion Frankenskeeters. That's mosquitoes.
One billion Frankenskeeters
set to be released in Florida Keys.
I know.
Yeah, this is something now. So South Florida residents are angry this week as local government officials and the biotechnology company move ahead with the plan to release up to 1 billion gene-hacked mosquitoes over 2 years. Oxitec, a British biotech company, developed the Frankenskeeters and partnered with Florida Keys Mosquito Control District to release the first ever genetically engineered Aedes aegypti mosquitoes this week. The project aims to decrease the total population of Aedes aegypti, one of the several mosquito species that can carry diseases, including dengue, Zika, and yellow fever. Oxitec head of regulatory affairs, Dr. Nathan, told Fox News that genetically altered non-biting male mosquitoes will be released into the wild with the local biting female mosquito population, producing female offspring that die in larva stage. Rose said the project is critical as U.S. records more and more records more and more mosquito-borne diseases. He said these mosquitoes are moving further and further north from the Gulf Coast into more and more of the continental U.S. Not everyone in Florida Keys is overly enthusiastic about the GE mosquito running amok. Dana Pearls, Food and Technology Program Manager of Friends of the Earth, said the Environmental Protection Agency approved the plan last year. He told Common Dreams this is a dark moment in history. The release of genetically engineered mosquitoes puts Floridians, the environment, and endangered species at risk amid a pandemic. This release is also maximizing most of the tech's profits, not about the pressing need to address mosquito-borne diseases. My family's bodies, blood, and private property are being used in this trial without human safety studies or my consent, Myra Daly, a president, a resident, a local business owner in Key Largo, Florida, said Monday. And that's right. I want to assume that their intentions are pure. They really want to get rid of a very dangerous mosquito. I'm going to assume that they're doing it for that reason. But how many times have they altered the environment and made it much worse? How many times, folks, did that happen? For example, here in West Virginia, they brought in everybody calls it a ladybug, but it's not a true ladybug. It's some kind of aphid they brought in here that nothing eats, it has no enemies. They brought in here to control certain things, but it's taken over in a lot of places. In September area, October area, they come in around the homes, they cover walls and windows on the outside of homes.
They're everywhere.
There's nothing to get
they're
rid
everywhere.
Of them.
Yeah.
Every time you change a natural environment, folks, you're playing with creation to a point that you may harm yourself and everything around you. Please think about that. Don't jump on board. Although it may be, I said, a purely good intention move, it will probably backfire because it's going to do things to the environment that they didn't plan for. Go ahead, Melody.
You know, you're absolutely correct, and it's like they just have to mess with things. Anything that's genetically modified, and to keep the female mosquitoes from reproducing, I mean, don't you think those measures are going to be used to keep humans from reproducing? That's the way I see it. So now I don't look at it as a good thing. And
no.
And the thing of it is, yeah, when you begin to mess with there's a reason mosquitoes are here, and I don't like them either. why is the diseases here? You know, there's a lot of reasons why those diseases are here, Butch, I would think. They come in from other countries. We've got open borders. You bring it in here. The mosquitoes come in here from all the shipping cartons and, you know, everything else. So I think we were once protected, but that is not so much the case anymore. But you're right. Every time you mess with the order of things, where there's an action, there's a reaction. So I don't know what it might be. But
No, that's the problem. No one does. And when you mess with creation and things that have worked naturally for since the beginning, you change it for whatever reason, you're throwing something out of kilter, are you not?
And they really don't say how they're genetically modified, do they?
No, it doesn't.
So, do they have little chips?
I think they put different, I don't know, DNA in them, but I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I have no idea. I just know that every time you actually introduce a different kind of species to an area, in Florida, for example, people bought boa constrictors, brought them into the Everglades, turn them loose. Now they're destroying the natural predators and natural animals in the Florida area. So these things you bring in that are foreign to the area, it cannot be sustained.
Nope.
Not just the way it is. Now, I'll move on to a different topic. Governor Andrew Cuomo, and I'm thinking about this, read this, the audacity of this man, the arrogance of this guy, to think that he could hide the numbers of people who died in nursing homes forever. I mean, why would he do this? Governor Andrew Cuomo's office hid New York's COVID-19 nursing home death toll for at least 5 months. Cuomo senior aides prevented state health officials from releasing the actual numbers. Cuomo has been embroiled in a series of scandals related to his handling of the pandemic. Well, I don't. Why would he do that? What was the point behind that? Why would he cover up the real numbers? What do you expect to gain from it? He had to know they would find out sooner or later. Does he not care? Is he too big and too powerful to be even hurt by this? What do you think, Melody?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the reason. Usually, it's money, you know, or something. He was riding the wave of recognition, and he was looked at as a governor who was doing something, you know, right.
Well, so, he's praised for a long time, the news media. Yes, he praised the news media for a long time. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I think that had all a lot to do with it. And he made some bad, bad decisions. You had the Navy ship in there. It was never used. Never used.
The sad thing,
everybody focuses on Andrew Cuomo and what he's done to the nursing homes. What about all the rest of the nursing homes across this country that did the same thing? And I don't say this to support him or to defend him. I'm talking about, why aren't there investigations going into these other nursing homes? The first 18 deaths here in this area, this county where I'm at, was a nursing home. Where's the investigation there? These nursing homes that are providing care for the elderly should all be investigated. Some of these places are horrible. Absolutely. And this is how we treat the elderly that can't take care of themselves. This is how we treat them. We can't even afford to open up investigations and find out what are some of these causes. I guess there's bigger fish to fry, and nobody cares about these elderly people.
Well, remember, they are useless eaters now.
You know?
That's what they call them, useless eaters.
So it just baffles me. So, yeah, I get, and again, Cuomo's a distraction. He's a distraction. So none of these other numbers and communities, because people would be outraged. At least there's one lady, the weather lady on Fox News. She's going after Cuomo. She lost both in-laws. And God bless her.
Yeah. Yep.
But where's the other people across this country that have lost someone in a nursing home and no questions are being asked? It's horrible. Absolutely
good questions.
Horrible.
Good questions. Again, but useless eaters. That's what they're calling them. I didn't say that. They've said that. The so-called officials have said that. So I don't know, people. You have to think about this. And they're the most helpless people in the world. But at least during the pandemic, nobody can even go and see them. Family members cannot get in and see their own family. So they were helpless. Whatever went on, nobody had a real idea what was going on. They couldn't. Any more comments, Melody?
No.
We're running out of time here, but white farmers sue seeking government loan forgiveness. A group of Midwestern farmers sued the federal government Thursday, allegedly they can't participate in COVID-19 loan forgiveness program because they're white. And I know this is a true story. The group plaintiffs include farmers from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Ohio. According to the lawsuit, the Biden administration's COVID-19 stimulus plan provides $4 billion to forgive loans for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers who are black, American Indian, Hispanic, Alaskan Native, Asian American, or Pacific Islander, but not for whites. White farmers aren't eligible amounting to a violation of plaintiffs' constitutional rights, the lawsuit contends. That is sad. I mean, I don't care what color you are, if this should be passed out freely and evenly, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Are they doing this to cause more division, you think?
You think?
I mean, people think about this. This is not done by accident. They had a reason for doing this. They had a reason to pick this out. No whites eligible. Why are no whites eligible? What's the reason behind it? To cause more chaos, anger, and frustration. And it's working very well. Go ahead, Mildy.
We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.